Hey, it's Leslie.
And this is Jaleesa.
And welcome to the Soul Subliminal Podcast, your mindful space for holistic whoism, health, and healing.
Yeah.
And this time around, we're closing out Body Talk Part 2.
Part 2.
And very specifically, Body Talk Part 2, if we want to rewind, Body Talk Part 1 was about dangerous sex, pretty much, from the phenomenal words of Lady Speech. I don't like safe sex. I like dangerous sex.
Yes.
But I like protected sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very profound for me because I had never considered that before.
Yeah.
So I think that it's something to maybe take into alignment about how exploratory we can be overall with our sexuality. And then beyond that, how we can go beyond the bounds of what we thought was regular or normal or comfortable and still keep ourselves first in terms of protecting ourselves.
Right.
With various methods of birth control or conversations about boundaries or conversations about consent or even safe words and some of those other things that are applicable in those spaces.
Yeah.
So I think the conversation that we most recently had really lends towards a more macro version of what protected sex is. We are at this moment, this unprecedented crossroads where we have now just lost one of the primary justices who kind of considered women's rights and women's reproductive health her banner.
Mm-hmm.
And she is no longer with us. And so that really made me question, how does that impact our safety and our sexual health moving forward as a country? And what does that do for Black women, of course,
right, very
specifically?
Yeah. Coming off of the conversation that we had, and also just in general, just Black women's bodies have always been at risk.
Mm-hmm.
Just period, right?
Yep.
So we just think about the intersectionalities in which we hold in regards to like race, class, and gender, and navigating how our bodies, just as we breathe, are already at risk. And so we had policy, again, macro level, we had policy, law, on the back of one casually slightly racist like individual that was fighting for our vaginas, our uteri, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like that, like thinking about like how compacted that is, even like even with that reality of it, because RBG did dope things and even the work that was done. So where does this go?
Right.
And even like thinking of the work that was done on her behalf, how it came down and the trickle down effect and what Black women got of that work.
Mm-hmm.
And so
trickle down is the term.
Trickle down.
Because it wasn't intentional for
no,
us.
No, it
but
was
trickle
not
down
for
is
us.
Def the term.
And so just like thinking about like what that means for us, it just brings me back. Community has just been a huge word for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like bringing it back, like I love like thinking about Jehala when we were talking about doulas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like navigating conversation around getting Black women as midwives and nurse practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all we have.
Yeah.
And
those
and
are
like,
our most powerful advocates.
Absolutely. Right? We can sit over here and continue to say, hey, you know, Black women seem to just die a lot higher in birth. That's weird. You want to check that out? This has been happening, and now all of a sudden they're like, oh, Black Lives Matter. Let's also look at this. And it's like, we've had the stats, we've had this morality has already been set out in front of us. And so I think it starts to get us as Black women, Black femmes in this world, in this nation, it really starts to get us into a so now what?
Very much
No,
so.
no.
And I
Oh
think
no.
that is the very reflective combo. Like, I've been seeing the memes like, hey, if you haven't gotten an IUD yet, go ahead and get it. They last 5 years. If plan B is shelf steady for 2 years, la 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 la. Just in deep, deep concern about the state of birth control and the state of terminations as well, in terms of, because that is healthcare. Like, people do not want to consider it as such, but that is a
Correct.
method of healthcare.
Correct.
And I think the elimination of many of these things will once again lend towards a public health crisis. And that is just the nature of the beast. So this then makes me very much consider, what does this look like communally? And how can we best equip ourselves to ensure that people are not having to go get alley abortions or
Yeah.
having to go and put their lives at risk out of
Absolutely.
this lack of
Like,
necessary care?
I think so. I have like two things automatically popped into my head. So first off, fuck America with this construct around how much it costs to have a baby.
How much
Like,
more does it cost?
yo. So, like, just in general, like insurance, no insurance, whatever, it is ridiculous. An IV, an ice cube, bruh, like everything costs, right? So, navigating that, then they also don't want to give everyone Medicaid. So, it is cheaper to have your child. And then you do not want to provide birth control. So, now you just got all these babies, and now all these babies in foster care. Anywho, whatever. Here we go. It's just this construct around like it limits our autonomy to our bodies, right? And so like social worker over here, autonomy is w core, right? And so what I automatically think of is like how do we educate our people? How can we educate, right? Because like it has to start there. It has to start with conversation. It has to start like I had a laser treatment and the woman was talking about how she wanted to start a YouTube channel for women of color talking about their vaginas because a lot of women are like, oh my gosh, okay, I just want you to know it looks weird down there. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, it's like your face. It's just it all's supposed to look, everybody's look different. What you talking about? Like,
Are you?
how dare we assume that like porn has educated us to know what our body is supposed to look like? Porn has educated us into how our body is supposed to be handled and what the exchange of our body is supposed to be. And so I feel like there needs to be some deeper conversation around education, in boundaries, in consent. Bro, I used to be a sexual assault advocate and I used to do programming at a college campus all about like I did programs like Netflix and No Chill. And so we would talk about what a healthy relationship looked like and an unhealthy relationship looked like, and we watch a movie like Twilight or something. And we would talk every time like some like sketch shit would happen, somebody would put up a little flyer that said chill or no chill. You know what I mean? Like little thing, like how can we educate the masses at all ages? Because it has to also be unlearning. And I think that's a big piece too. Like it's a difference when we just teaching you off top, But when we have to, you got to unlearn what you were taught about access to your body for like femmes around like for men in regards to how you can access someone's body. That's, I think that's a whole nother conversation.
Right. And I think overall that very much is about the fact that sexuality for us at least is not centered around the vagina or the woman in general. And I think what would be ideal, like when I think about like moving forward, like in the event that I do have sons or in the event that I do have anybody in my, I have my little brother even. What those conversations are in terms of this is what consent is, this is even what pleasuring is, and this is how you would go about at least bare minimum being aware, being in tune and alignment, and understanding what that looks like, what that feels like, and how to implement that. I think that should honestly be a part of sex ed, but that is me thinking extremely wistfully.
That's, I know that's us assuming that everybody thinks the way we think, right? I also think that's us assuming that people recognize what's right and wrong. And I think that's, we're in a space in our society in which all of that's pretty upside down.
Very, very, which I don't know. I feel like I'm in Willy Wonka. I'm like, is this like a, I don't, this is just feels like even I didn't watch the debate at all because I have not listened to the president speak since he was elected. So
Sure.
it's like, for what? Like, why am I listening to you? There is nothing that you are going to say that's going to make me better informed than I already am.
Absolutely
So
not.
therefore, you, your words, and your opinions are irrelevant.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
I have
Absolutely.
chalked it up to that point blank, period. And so watching it and then watching the world's reaction to it made me very, very much aware that, oh, like, no, we are not crazy, but we are also in a very, very wild state of affairs when it comes to
Absolutely.
so much that's going on right now.
Absolutely. And then you think of like the depth of it, like the historical like reality of how we have been like this for a minute. Like since maybe the creation of this motherfucking document that said all these motherfucking amendments, right? Like, you know, like just thinking of like the Bill of Rights and like how it was set up and how it was set up so not thinking of us. Right, we fast forward, and every single space, every single thing we've ever done, it has been forced. We've had to force ourselves and make our own room, and then we, as Black women, especially, I think of like the women's suffrage movement and how much of a failed space that was for Black women, and you know how that's why. You know, the construct around feminism is also skewed now because it was never based in a reality that we lived in. And so when we even just think of this space of like these folks are creating these bills and these laws around my body, and you've been using my body for experiments forever. So my body's not going to be the one that you're thinking about protecting when it comes down to any other policy changes. There's going to be some clause in there that says unless they're on welfare and this is their something's kid, and if it, it's always going to be something. It's
It's
always
always something
something.
with y'all. It's always something with y'all.
Ain't it? And so I think of the reality of the energy that Black women have to maintain to maintain themselves, in their body, outside of their body, right? It's just, I don't even know. Like, I hate strong Black women, right? Like, I hate it. I did you know the root of that?
In terms of like being a carrier to have babies?
To an extent, right? Like, so yes, and then like how it came from slavery and this understanding around this Black woman ha is strong enough to be able to be utilized in the same manners as this Black man, but also is woman enough to be utilized to carry birth, to carry a child, excuse me.
That's that chattel slavery concept overall.
Yo. And like I remember like just thinking of back in the day of just like, oh, you're a strong Black woman, you're a strong Black woman, and like, ooh, that being so ingrained and how what that put on us and how what that actively put us on us in real life, right? And now all of our reproductive like rights are in the hands of white men that don't care about us unless they're fucking us.
Which ain't the way. So ultimately, I think at this juncture, like there, the resolution in my mind is to just be very much better equipped to sexually educate people, and have those conversations, whether that's through like getting a certification for this or just taking the courses on my own. Like it is something that I'm very, very concerned about. And beyond that, we are already experiencing an education chasm as well with this remote learning setup that is likely happening in many states, cities, and counties. So, and this is where I'm like, I normally like to tap in with like a lesson or
The lesson of
a
the
solution, but I don't know that
I yeah, I feel like, I mean,
I have one.
stay educated, get equipped, not only with like what's happening in regards to in your city, in your town, around policy, around reproductive rights, and also start to learn your body, right? There are apps. Right, get an app, start following your flow, start navigating your discharge. That like there are things, there are ways that we can navigate our like ourselves outside of spaces that don't respect us, that don't care for us. And I think the best way is for grab a mirror and squat and start looking and peeping and checking at breast exams for yourself, right? In the showers, in the baths, the things, because I know we're so busy right now, but we see that there is no one out there taking care of us. So we need to. We got to take care of ourselves so then we can take care of one another, because they're looking at us and we got things to do.
Period, poo.
Period, poop.
Period.
Right, y'all. So with that, I'm sending all the love and all the light. We're looking forward to navigating and rocking next episode.
Yes.
So be so well, be so good, drink all the water, wash your hands, wear a mask when you're all up in people's faces that don't even know. Golly. And the light in me sees and recognizes all the light in y'all. Namaste, fam. Y'all are dope forever, ever, and ever. Stay up. Stay
Stay
black.
black.
Peace.